Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Hallelujah. Set us on fire today, Father. We just give you the glory. We give you the praise. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is exhausted. Exhausted. And I'm coming from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, you can call in live. The number is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot call in at 7 a.m., you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, FeelTheFire.com, FeelTheFire.com. That's FeelTheFire.com. But your best bet to make sure you don't miss the fire is to follow the Daily Fire podcast by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's DF, and the text is 33222. You will receive an automatic confirmation. And then every day at 8 a.m., Monday through Friday, you'll receive a text of that day's teaching. You'll be able to listen to it as many times as you want, forward that text to bless someone else's soul, and to have it to listen as you on break, drive, whatever, as long as you make sure your soul does not miss the fire. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, FeelTheFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9, reading from the KJV. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Listen to that again, brothers and sisters. And let us not be weary. Don't get tired. In well-doing, doing what God requires, doing good for our fellow men. For in due season, that appointed time, we shall reap, we shall be renewed, we shall be strengthened, we shall gain our second wind, we shall be blessed if we faint not, if we refuse to give up. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Exhausted. Today I awakened exhausted. Last night, I went to sleep exhausted. Fighting the good fight, hallelujah, of, you know, representing my clients, sometimes I get exhausted. And not only fighting that fight as an attorney, but, you know, volunteering in organizations such as the NAACP, where we definitely get out there and fight that fight. And then seeing all of the things on the news, not just in Miami, you know, but across our nation, and just lying there and thinking, Lord Jesus, life is the fight. It's overwhelming. it seems like every time you think you've taken one step forward, you've taken not only two, but three, four, 10, 20 steps back. And when I say this, I'm not talking about the context of African Americans or race relations. I'm just talking about the fight in general. Anybody ever been there where you feel like you've been fighting, you've been pushing against the prick to go forward, and every time you've gained some momentum, something else happens on another frontier of your life, be it from, invading your personal space or something happening to your spouse or your children, something happening to that family member who's always caught up in something. And at some point you just go, I'm just tired. Glory. That's how I felt. But, even as I was thinking about that, I said, I'm exhausted. And after I finished today's teaching, I got to get ready and drive over 400 miles to see a client. And some of you say, well, why don't you fly? Because I want to turn and burn. I want to drive, go see the client, and come right back and have some control over how things are progressing with that. And also because I have found a long drive sometimes to be my only therapeutic relief outside of church, or running, like exercising. Those are things that give me therapeutic relief, outside of church or praying. And so the long drive sometimes allows me to just clear my head. I can turn on the music. I can just drive, not be on the phone with anybody and just think through things. And because I have four major cases that I'm working on right now, I need that. But what was so great about the Spirit of the Lord is that even in me feeling exhausted, the Spirit of God, because I just wanted to lie there for a few more minutes, I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord put something in my spirit that made me get up. And the Spirit reminded me of this scripture. It's okay to be tired. It's okay to get exhausted, because these things also are check and balance within our system internally to let us know when we need to rest, when we need relaxation, when we have too many irons in the fire. But if I am fighting a righteous fight, if you are fighting a righteous fight, if you are believing in the Lord, it's okay, because in due season and an appointed time, God has reward for you if you won't give up. That's my comfort. That's my assurance that the fight I fight is not in vain. And that's the same assurance that I want to give to you today, that all of the praying, all of the crying, all of the believing, all of the standing in faith, all of the declaring, all of the fasting, glory, all of the tithing, all of the giving, special offering, double offering, all of what you've done, it is not in vain. You will receive reward from God if you hold on, if you faint not. Ooh, that ought to be doing something to you right now, because some of you were just about to give up. You were just about to throw in the towel. You were just about to walk away from the person or the situation or the fight. You were just about to say, this is too much. I can't take it anymore. I can't handle it. You were just about to say, I'm tired of helping them. I'm tired of giving to them. I'm tired of doing for people who don't appreciate it. You were just about to leave the place of blessing, glory, because you're exhausted. But God sent me to remind you today, at the appointed time, and don't worry that you don't know what the appointed time is, because God knows when the appointed time is, because he created the time, and he appointed the time, and he put your name on the time. So if you will just hold on and not faint, in due season, you shall see your joy. In due season, you shall see that blessing. You shall see that victory. Those wayward children, you will see them give their lives to Christ. Those wayward grandchildren, you will see them come back into the fold. Those family members, that wayward husband, that wayward wife, you will see them come back into the fold.
those things you've been praying about, the things you've been dreaming about, the visions that are in your head, hallelujah, that church, you will see it grow if you will think not. Exhausted is okay. Tired is okay. But giving up is never okay, because you forget the blessings of Christ. Woo! In due season, you'll get over the exhaustion. In due season, glory, you will recover from the pain. In due season, the wounds will heal. Hallelujah. In due season, your light will shine. Don't try to force it. Don't try to force it. Just do what God told you to do, and in due season, the doors will open. Your light will shine. You will reap the reward, and it will be something you could never have imagined, because God's thoughts are not our thoughts, and God's ways are not our ways. Exhaustion is okay, but giving up never is. But what you can do is give it to God. Give him to God. Give her to God. Give the job, give the situation to God. Give yourself to God to gain that second win. Isn't this great teaching? Let's go into prayer. We don't have but 15 minutes. Hallelujah. Ooh, you ought to be thanking him right now. Say, Lord, I thank you for my second win. Say, Lord, I thank you for my second win today. Hallelujah. Father, we come praising you. We magnify your name. We glorify you. Hallelujah is what we say to you. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. You are Jesus. You are Jesus. You are the name that is above every name. Father, you are Jesus. You are Jesus. You are a Savior. You are a Lord. You are a Counselor. You are a mighty God, a Prince of Peace. You are the Lily of the Valley, the Rose of Sharon. Jesus is your name. Strength in the name of Jesus. Peace in the name of Jesus. Joy and revival and renewal in the name of Jesus. Blessing in the name of Jesus. Destiny, purpose, and victory in the name of Jesus. We call you Jesus. We call you Jesus. We say Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, our spirits cry out. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Our strength is coming on. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I feel our help. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Father, today we ask forgiveness of our sins. We repent of our sins. We repent of our doubts. We repent of our exhaustion. We repent of our weariness when it has gotten us to the point where we almost forfeited the blessing and walked away from the destiny and purpose you had already ordained for us before the beginning of time. Because even when we were in our mother's womb, you knew us. You called us by name. You destined us for greatness. Father, we ask forgiveness in the name of Jesus. We almost gave up. Glory. Right at the edge of a breakthrough, and we couldn't see it. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening. Father, I pray for their second win. I pray for their second win right now. I pray that they're renewed, revived. I pray, Lord God, that they will go forth today as mighty men and women of Christ. They will go forth as warriors. Hallelujah. Because this is due season is coming. Due season is coming. Due season is coming. And due season is here. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say, I will not give up. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let me do the altar call, and then I will end with your tithes for today. But you just keep on praising him. Just keep on saying out loud, I will not give up. Call out the names of the people, the names of the situations, and say, I will not give up on you. Hallelujah. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. Glory. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. Hallelujah. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. everyone, make sure you're in church, your Sunday school, your Bible study. Make sure you're getting your daily devotion of your daily fire here with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. You're visiting me on the website, sending your prayer requests, because I do pray over you when you send them. So go to fieldthefire.com, and you can email me through the website. All right? Follow Daily Fire by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is exhausted. Your task for today is whatever you do, don't give up. Your due season is here. All right, I love you. I'll see you in the morning. Be blessed, because I got my second win. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Lift your worship right there in this moment. All I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire. Set me on fire. Come on, sing.